Very disappointed, obviously, for the lads. I think we all knew what happened. Norwich wasn't good enough. I saw a real lack of confidence and people drop their heads and all sorts of things go wrong. But, you know, that was a spirited comeback from that. We played 4-4-2. Scotty Mack was up there with Greggs. I had Wolford and Lee Martin, and we tried to go for a little bit more direct. It's not ideal, but we're trying to simplify it a little bit. Obviously, you know, Ricky's 34, he can't play two games in 3 days. I had to risk Danny doing that as well, but the response I wanted was there. Unfortunately, we come up against the league leaders, and they took advantage of a couple of things. We're fuming. I watched it now. I don't think that's inside the box at all. If it is a foul and it's a free kick, it's not a penalty. The ref couldn't wait to give it by the look of him. I have never seen anything so... And he'll say he's seen it and he's clear, but for me, it was almost as if he couldn't wait to give it, you know? And I feel like the away team every week, leaving it home, and it's very frustrating. And the other one is if Ricky was offside in the second half, then their bloke's 5 yards offside, and that's gone on. The third goal, the second one where... Fordy's just made a choice to try and play it to Sid rather than the next line above that, and unfortunately he got that wrong. But you know, on a positive note, I was unhappy with the back line, and I thought Sid was magnificent today.
I was going to say that's a sort of silver lining, that you bring in an 18-year-old in central defence against the league leaders and you perform really well.
Yeah, it's better than really well, isn't it? You know, and as I say, we got to get to what we want and get to where we want. And it's a very frustrating season, I have to say, because we started quite well. But, you know, at the end of the day, we knew, people at the top of the club knew how difficult this job was going to be, because we can't change things around in the way that we want at the moment. So, because of the contracts we've already given out before I came. So, that makes it very, very difficult. All I can ask is the lads keep fighting and keep working and keep challenging, and you know, I'm sure eventually we'll get the rub of the green. But we certainly didn't get it today, not by a million miles.
And you saw one of your players get sent off as well.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Is that a red card you'll appeal against?
That's ridiculous.
Or?
He's ridiculous for doing that. He let his teammates down, he let the fans down. If the bloke stands up with you on his back and throws you off, then you know, just forget any ego. It's not about that, is it? Lie on the floor as if he's hurt you, and then he'll get in trouble, not you. And the last thing we needed then was that ill discipline, and I got no time for that.
And as far as January is concerned, sorry, can I read what you're saying, is that you'd like to bring in players and maybe you won't get that opportunity because of the players you've already got here?
You can't say anything, can you? Really? It's not about that. What I'm saying is the money that we had to spend was not there last summer, and it probably shouldn't be there now, because there's all sorts of rules kicking in. But, you know, as I say, what I knew how many players we had and how much that was taken up with the budget, and we've got to try and change things around to, instead of doing what we've always done, which has got what we've always got, we've got to try and change that. And that was what I knew I'd have to do, and it's very, very frustrating at the moment, because even if we do work hard and get in situations, we're not getting the run at rubber to green. But it's not going to help if you lose discipline, and if it's not going to help if you almost throw the towel in at a place like Norwich, because this division's getting tougher and tougher. And well, that's the way it goes, really.